WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to Student Section MLB. I'm, of course, your host, Carson Keel, joined by
Luke Torrey,
Adam Baranofsky.
And baseball, it's still going because it's MLB regular season. I still can't believe it. We spent 3 months just kind of hoping?
Moping around, just waiting for opening day.
Well, opening day is coming past. Opening week has come and passed. Now it's time to kind of enjoy the grind of the regular season. 162 games. We're just about through 12 of them. you gotta get through, see what's going on. So let's go ahead and start talking about that, guys. So first off, before we speak about games, though, news came out today.
Big news came out today.
We all know that Nashville is basically getting an MLB team. It's not a question of if. It's a question of when. Everyone seems to think end of this decade it's going to happen. However, the question has always been, who's going to be the sister? Because it's always been Charlotte, Portland, Vegas for a while before the A's basically are moving there. And then now today the news comes out.
I think it should be Portland. Even with the news, I think it should be Portland.
Mm-hmm. I tend to agree with that. But the news kind of came out today. Jeff Passan drops it. A group of owners are looking at Salt Lake City, Utah as a future MLB location, and they seem pretty far along in the process. In fact, stadium renderings are even out. We looked at them before the show. Very nice-looking stadium, looking at the mountains in Utah, the Utah mountains with the Rockies and such. I mean, guys, I'll give my thoughts in a second. Your thoughts on, you know, a potential sister team for Nashville.
I like it. I don't know. I like it. I'm a fan of it. I think in general in every sport, expansion teams are fun. Like it's always just a fun process. Like that, like whole expansion draft, who you can, who you can't draft. It's just always like a fun, you know, thing to follow. It's cool because it rarely happens, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just, especially a city like Utah, who I think only has one team. Well, like two teams, okay. But the Jazz.
They have the MLS team and the Jazz.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they do have a AAA team, the Angels affiliate, but still it's AAA.
Yeah. So yeah, I think Utah deserves it. I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, it's also the problem is the weather, because like I don't think does it get hot in Utah around this time?
Well, it's
very chilly.
It's basically, again, Utah's kind of a desert, but at the same time, it's not.
Yeah, because so, I know it's cold in the winter.
Yeah.
Utah's Salt Lake cold. City's very inconsistent.
Yeah.
I think if the A's were to take that spot, obviously there wouldn't need to be another team somewhere else because they're not. That's not really an expansion team. They're just moving. But
there's 32 teams in baseball. Or 30.
30.
Okay.
But the question is basically Nashville's. Basically, it's all but confirmed that Nashville's getting an expansion team.
So if that's the case, then the Athletics can't move to Salt Lake City because they would need another team. Still, you can't have 31 teams. You need to have 32.
That's why hockey made the process quick.
Unless they do go to Salt Lake City, then Vegas, Portland, other spots are up for grabs. But I want to see a Portland team. I've always wanted.
Yeah,
to see
I mean,
a
I don't
Portland
care
team.
Where really it's located. I'm a big fan of like expansions and in general. I just like it. I don't know. It's fun. It's fun for the sport, and I just think that it's cool. It's unique.
It scares me that only five players from each team are protected. Five hitters.
That's it.
That is.
Oh, I did not know that.
Like,
wow.
Glaber would be up for grabs.
Oh, I mean, obviously, Judge, Stanton, LeMahieu are untouchable. Rizzo is probably untouchable for
Volpe.
Us. Like, yeah, Volpe, obviously, yeah.
But, like, dude, that means.
Like, Torres is gone.
Glaber, Trevino. Yeah. Like, Cabrera. Just young guys. Garrett Cole. Nah, it's different with. It's five hitters and, like,
a couple pitchers. Yeah, we better be
but,
able
like,
to keep
dude, pitchers. It's bad. Like, we could lose half our team.
I mean,
from that
it's kind of like the same thing happened with the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights just got like all these like elite players and made like the finals.
Because hockey players can only lock up seven guys.
Yeah, and it's like I'm like wow, like this team's loaded. Yeah. I'm a big Knights fan because like they're my second favorite team behind the Rangers. But I love the Golden Knights. When they got Eichel, I was screaming. But but yeah. I don't know. I'm still a really big fan. And yeah, Luke's right about the 32 teams. Like you cannot have a single or odd digit teams because like why do you think that hockey they did the Knights and then like 2 years later they did the Kraken because they were 31.
It's very clear the NHL was like oh god we need a team right now. This cannot work
because it was like weird. It looked weird like 31 teams like now because you need like the divisions to be even out and everything. So yeah, I'm a fan of it. I like it. I think it's good news for the sport. And I think Rob Manfred is slowly, very, very slowly becoming a decent commissioner. Not saying good yet because he's not far from that. But he's just he's made some good decisions the last couple years. I give him credit.
He's on the come up.
He's on the come up, yeah. Mm. He's made some good he's made some decent decisions.
Still not a fan.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay.
Would not be upset if he stepped down.
All right. Assuming right now, because it looks like Salt Lake City again, Luke, I know you want to say the A's are gonna be moving to Salt Lake right now, but let's assume Salt Lake and Nashville are coming in to the league. Mm-hmm. Those are the two chosen teams. Nashville, we all believe that's going to be an American League team. There's because there's no way you mess with the Braves.
Yeah.
Because again, you make Nashville the AL team for everybody. Woohoo. Okay, yeah. No one cares. Salt Lake City, National League. How do you kind of divide up the divisions now? Because you got to
NL West would have the Salt Lake City team.
Yeah, I'm assuming the NL West would. Yeah, that's what I thought.
But the thing, though, is that would make one division have six teams.
Well, you can't. Oh.
Yeah, you can't. Cause it's
you could take one team out of each division, and that would make it a fifth division in each side.
So who's if you take, unless you like you know you basically get rid of the American League and the National League, because what are you gonna do? You're gonna have
oh no, guys, it's coming, it's happening. It's going to be the Red Sox, Mets, Yankees, and Phillies in a division, and I'm not ready for it.
That is going to be the most toxic. Yes.
Yes.
Dude, we cannot go to the games.
That would be like a toxic
every
voice dump.
Every fan is going to have like required kickboxing classes to like learn how to defend yourself.
No, you're going to need a gun. You're going to need a gun to go to those games.
They're not going to prohibit. Yeah. They're going to... Like mandatory gun on person
games. Philly fans yesterday were throwing hot dogs at like their fans yesterday. I'm like that's not the worst thing I've seen Philly fans do.
They boot Santa Claus.
Yeah, they boot Santa Claus one and two. They throw hot dogs like yesterday they did because they were unhappy with the Phillies' performance. I'm like boo hoo, like who cares? But yeah, that would be funny, Luke. But question for y'all: what do you think if there's a Utah team? What do you think is gonna be called? And what do you think? Like, where do you think it'll be in the divisions? What do y'all think?
Okay, so I'm just thinking about the divisions part. I'm trying to think because, okay.
How would we make it even though? Like, that's my question.
The only way you make it even is you basically get rid of American League and National League.
That's what I'm thinking.
Are you changing it to a conference?
That's what I'm thinking. I think it should be conference. I don't think they're gonna make it like I think it's gonna be like the NBA. I think it's got to be like that because. You cannot have uneven divisions. It's weird. It looks strange. It's like it just doesn't look right.
But here's the thing though. It's going to have to go to 42. I mean not 42, but four teams in division. So you have to get rid of one. So I mean like you got to go east west basically, right?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What do you think it could be called? I'm thinking like the Utah Mile Highs or something.
Okay,
I'm just saying not the Mile High or the mountains.
I mean,
or something.
So here's the thing: Salt Lake City,
the snow
they
caps.
Could be.
That'd be tough.
That would be cool.
So I think because the MLS team,
Salt Lake City snow caps. That's tough. Hire me, man.
Avalanche.
I'd make some. No, you can't.
No,
that.
That's Colorado. At the NHL.
Who cares?
All right.
Who cares?
No, I don't respect the Avs.
Yeah,
they're we going back to back.
Say,
yes, we are.
So I guess real quick because the Salt Lake team, the MLS team, it has Salt Lake in the name, but the NBA team, of course, it's the Utah Jazz. So that's kind of like the one thing where it's like that. There's a bit of a difference there. Like, how could you do that? Let's see. Is there any team that's not you know either New York City, which is of course the Yankees, Mets. That's of course named after the city. But I think is there any teams in baseball now that are have the state name in them?
Okay, New York Mets,
Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, well, it's the Rocky Mountains, so it's kind of.
But they're in Denver. That's the issue.
Yeah, but it's still like related to like the city. I'm thinking what you. I don't know. I mean, I guess they'll figure it out. The sports are creative. They're creative people. They'll figure it out. I was just curious what y'all thought the team name.
Yeah, that's always the thing. I don't know, Luke. How would you? Like, besides, of course, we're you know talking about a potential toxic waste division with those four teams. I mean,
I would want to see a Cinderella team in the playoff every year. So take the statistically over the last 10 years. Actually, no, that's too long. Statistically, over the last 5 years, take the team who has averaged the least amount of wins in each division, take them out of that division, and put them in the dumpster fire division.
Oh, so we'd have to make like a whole new division?
Just a division of just the dumpster teams. And there's one
the Nats,
winner
the,
of
the A's.
There's one
the
winner of that division that makes the playoffs.
The Nats, the
and
A's,
I,
and the Pirates.
They could be that Cinderella team. God. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's
do
division.
It.
Nationals, A's, Pirates, Rockies, and the Utah team.
That's very confusing. Okay. But okay, I guess.
Oh my goodness, that'd be funny.
I'm very excited because we're about to see a lot of moving and shaking and
it's time.
I mean, the last expansion, it was literally the 90s.
The NBA is looking at an expansion too. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
But the NBA's had expansion more recently.
Yeah, true. Then MLB hasn't. I feel like the MLB is like the only sport that hasn't had, and the NFL hasn't had expansion in a while either.
Oh, they're getting gearing up for Europe.
That is going to be so exciting. My prediction for the NFL would probably be London, obviously. Two teams in London,
yeah,
and then it'll be Paris and Germany.
I think Germany. I'm not.
I
sure
think
about
Germany's
Paris,
locked because they filled up that stadium more than there was in the Super Bowl like the previous year. It was insane.
Anyway, let's go and kind of look at the regular season in MLB. Let's get away from the football talk, even though Go Stallions can't wait for opening weekend in Birmingham. But still, let's go ahead and start looking at the MLB season. So, I guess we can start off by saying LOL A's.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's just there.
They're winning right now over the Orioles.
Yeah, I was about to say they are winning against the Orioles, but still
they lost six in a row.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, man,
Tampa Bay is about to be 12-0.
Okay, you guys were complaining about this. Do you guys hate how I'm gonna stay out of this?
It's just annoying.
It's so annoying.
They start the year with the easiest schedule of all time and just get a head start on the division.
Stupid. Yeah, it's so dumb.
I don't doubt we're gonna win. We're 3.5 games back.
I think we're gonna beat them in the series easily.
It's just annoying.
It's very annoying. I agree, Luke. I most certainly agree. Because like the Yankees aren't even playing bad either. Like we're 8-4. That's a very good record. That's like I think our best record since like when?
I don't know. I said last week, as long as we just keep winning series until we get our Cy Young back, until we get our center fielder back.
Cy Young. We have our Cy Young candidate.
Well, according to MLB The Show, Carlos Rodon is the higher overall than Gerrit Cole, so therefore...
Well, MLB The Show is on smoking something.
I'm just playing. So, but Carlos Rodon has finished top five in... Didn't he win one last two years ago?
He didn't win a...
He was top two, I think.
Might have been top two, but he didn't win. He didn't win. No, I agree with Luke. I mean, I think that the Braves are getting like when you play the A's and you play the Nationals, like come on, like that's not those are teams, but they're not like good teams.
They're borderline high school baseball teams.
Yeah, like come on, like someone's got to beat them. They're due.
Also, did you guys see the first game, the first home game of the Rays season? They revealed a banner.
Yes.
Of the 2022 wild card, they celebrated making the play-in and losing, which in a series that they lost.
I can't stand Kevin
they
Cash.
They lost that series.
I can't stand Kevin Cash, man.
Celebrated making a play-in for the playoffs that they lost. It's pathetic.
Yeah, that's
no wonder they only open their top row of top section of their stadium when the Yankees come to town.
They scored two more runs, three.
We are their source of income each year. We probably paid for that banner.
How does Chris Sale give up five?
Chris Sale's washed.
I love how much New York Yankees fans claim that Tampa Bay doesn't get under their skin.
Tampa Bay stinks.
They're not good.
You guys keep saying Tampa Bay is not good.
I don't care that they're 11-0.
I'm more scared of the Blue Jays than I am of the Rays. I'm terrified of the Blue Jays,
even though they're losing to the Detroit Tigers right now.
I'm way more scared of the Blue Jays than I am of the Rays. The Rays are not good. They have good pitching, sure, but they're not a good baseball team overall. They've not played anyone like us yet. So it's like... I don't know what's going on. The Rays 11-0 with that cupcake schedule. I'm not surprised. But everyone's like, oh, they're so good. Look at like, no. When you play the A's, half their games have been against the two worst teams in baseball that we've seen in a while. So it's like, give me a break.
Mm. Okay, explain your Adam first. What will be your reaction? If the Rays beat the Yankees.
The Braves?
The Rays will beat the Yankees.
The Rays might beat us like... I mean, yeah, the Rays are never easy to like beat. Any AL East team when they play each other is always a tough matchup. I'm just pretty confident with the way we started the season. This is the Yankees' best start in like since I can remember. So we're playing well, and that's without Carlos Rodon. That's without Harrison Bader. You got Franchi Cordero leading us in home runs. So I'm relatively confident.
Tied,
Judge. My bad. Yeah, is it Judge? Judge, yeah. So he's tied with Judge right now in home runs. So, I mean, I'm like relatively confident that if
I
we
would
keep this
bet
up,
my life that we win the season series against the Rays.
Oh, we could. Yeah, we definitely could. We did it last year. We could do it again
this
year.
I would bet my life we beat them in the season series.
Yeah, we definitely could.
Will
it's
they
gonna, it's
beat
gonna
us?
Game.
Yes, they'll beat us
yeah,
in games.
Yeah.
We're not going to sweep them in the
sweep
series,
yeah.
but they're not better than us.
I feel
us.
Like sweeping a divisional opponent in
we
baseball
are the
is very
best
hard.
Team in the AL East.
Oh, easily. I think so, easily. Easily. Hmm. I'm taking us over.
The Rays
any team
are
really.
Not good, man.
Like, I'm not taking us over the Astros yet, but I'm taking us over pretty much
the
every
Astros
other.
Astros have been kind of mid. I can't even lie.
It's just the start, though. It's not.
They
yeah,
lost to the Pirates the
yeah,
other day.
They lose to the Pirates yesterday. That was bad. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm still worried about them. But other than that, I think with the way the Yankees start, I'm definitely happy with the way.
How about Max Scherzer absolutely stinking
yeah.
to begin this year?
He's stinking.
Oh.
He is not
yeah,
adapting to this
on
pitch
this
clock.
If
he is not adapting to the pitch clock, he didn't in preseason. I mean, in spring training, and then gets absolutely shelled in his first start, and then his second start gets absolutely shelled by horrible teams. He gave up like 9 runs to the Brewers, and then another team that they played, I don't even remember, gave up so many runs. Like, he is just not.
Yeah.
He's not
if you were to
well
tell me, if you were to tell me, Kodai Senga threw like 7 games, or through like the last 7 games, would be the Mets' best pitcher. I would think you're smoking something.
Yeah,
Kodai Senga looks good.
He is good.
They got somebody with that guy, but I did not expect this from Max Scherzer. I thought Max Scherzer was gonna be way better than
the Yankees.
The way he's
better
playing.
Get Munetaka Murakami next year.
Oh yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, I hope so.
He's so good.
Well, yeah.
When was the last time we had a third baseman with pop?
Yeah.
A-Rod.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, bring him home.
For the Braves, we get to enjoy Austin Riley.
He's good.
He's very good. Yes. I wish we had Austin Riley.
Yeah. Man.
Damn, I feel bad for Red Sox, man. Adam Duvall starts the career year having the best week of his life, and then, boom, broken wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel really bad for O'Neill Cruz, but we could get to that.
Oh, yeah, O'Neill too,
we
man.
Could, I felt
there was a lot of injuries this
bad.
Week.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries.
Okay, yeah, there's actually been more than last year. Do you think that that has to do with maybe the game being sped up a little bit? Or
definitely. Right. Definitely it could be. Could be. Because the players probably aren't adjusted to it yet. I mean, it's tough. Again, like, this is different than my soliloquy, like, a couple weeks ago when I said that was preseason. I mean, in regular season, nothing you could do. I mean, you have to play your starters in the regular season or else you're not going to make the playoffs. And I think that's everyone's goal is to make playoffs. So, injuries happen. You know, it stinks for O'Neill Cruz. I mean, he's playing really well. Feel for him. Hopefully he gets back soon. I mean, it's really all I could say. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you got to play your starters in regular season though. There's nothing else I can tell. Like, if it's sports, injuries happen. The Pirates are also playing well too.
There ain't no load management, son.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, it's tough. Like, especially like young players like that and like rising stars. It's like injuries always stink. Cause like, I wonder what it does to their like mental health too. Like, especially like, not like, in like a way of like how confident, like if it derails their confidence or not. That's just my main concern, but.
Luke, what do you think about the potential idea that the sped up game is causing some injuries?
It's hard to say, man. I mean, if you go in depth, I bet there's probably a statistic that says yes or no. But off rip, I don't know.
It's tough.
A really tough topic because, like, yeah, obviously the game's sped up and gives the players less.
Like,
time
I also need
to
see how
rest.
He got hurt.
Yeah, like O'Neill Cruz, that was. Collision at the plate. That
yeah,
wasn't
that happens.
Any reason
yeah.
of sped up games or whatever. I think Duvall got hit with a pitch or something like that.
Yeah,
like
do it.
So, I mean, no. I don't really know. It depends on the injury, I think.
Yeah, I think, like, if, like, let's say somebody's running from, like, a stolen base and, like, they trip over, like, the bag or something and gets seriously hurt, then, yeah, that's probably the speed of the game. But, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't really say. There's not been – we need more. We need to see more. It's way too early in the season to, like
– One player that's benefiting from these rules like a lot is Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
Gleyber Torres had 5 stolen bases all – or 10 stolen bases all of last year. He leads the league in stolen bases this year. He's got, like, 8 already.
He's 8 stolen bases?
Through, like, 12
good
games.
Lord. Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that is good. Hey, I mean, yeah, we're yeah. I mean, I'm excited with the way baseball started so far overall.
Yeah,
please,
it's exciting.
It's been a fun start. Except the Tampa Bay Rays.
Some games live right now.
Yes. All right, real quick, we'll get back to that in 5 minutes. Got to take a quick break. This is Student Section MLB.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So, welcome back to Student Section MLB. And, of course, guys, we were talking about kind of how the speaking of the game has done different things. And what as we were in break, I saw something very interesting. So let me read this tweet out. You guys are going to love this. MLB games are now 30 minutes quicker than last year.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it.
Yeah, that translates to a loss of $200,000 to $1.1 million in lost beer sales throughout the season, depending on the stadium. So we've seen teams, instead of ending beer sales in the seventh inning, they're now changing that to the eighth inning. I guess we are now seeing the business kind of adapt to these new rules. I mean, it's weird how these things affect so much. I mean, you wouldn't think that this would affect beer sales, but
I'm just glad the game is faster. I don't. I personally think
now we can see more drunks.
But I personally think that to me, I'd rather have a hot dog and a soda than a beer.
Yeah, I'm
that's me. Good. That's just me personally when I'm at a stadium because I get hungry very, very fast. So a hot dog and a soda is the dream at a stadium.
Because you smell the hot dog.
Exactly.
Open air.
And the Aaron Judge burger too. Oh my God, it's so good. The Aaron Judge burger.
How much is the Aaron Judge burger now?
How much? $20.
$20. And the line is like 30 minutes. I mean, it's worth it though. The line, like, you skip like two innings waiting for that
burger.
How
do you know how it tastes?
I've had it.
It came out this year.
My dad's had it.
Oh.
He told me it was really good.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been to a game. And he's like, he goes, I make better burgers. I was like, I bet you do.
Okay, well, what's on the Aaron Judge burgers? I've seen like the videos, but I haven't seen the one.
Oh, they're they look really good. What's inside?
What's inside? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask my dad. My dad just told me it was really good.
Okay, hang on. We are now. This is now the Aaron Judge Burger Review Show. Hold on.
Yeah, let's look. But he told me it was really good. And my dad's like makes the best burgers ever. And my dad should be a professional griller.
Hold on, I got it.
But
the 99 burger.
99 burger, yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, it contains American Wagyu beef.
Oh my goodness!
So that's already something.
So good.
New school American cheese, a secret sauce. So I'm assuming some kind of Thousand Island. Whenever they say that, pickles. That's a thumbs down from me. And caramelized onions on a broche bun.
Holy moly! That looks really.
Good. And it costs $20, and only 99 of them are going to be available each month.
Yeah, that's what my dad stood in that line for like 20 minutes. I think he was like the 95th person that got it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was awesome. They were like, "Yeah, you were the one in the final four." My dad's like, "Let's go." He was going to come back for seconds because it was really good, but it took like two innings just that line. I was like, "Wow." Yeah, man, it's fun. I like that, but that's my opinion. That was an interesting tweet when I read it. I was like, wow, it's really affecting the business side of it. But.
Yeah. Now, let's kind of get back and actually talking about the MLB. I guess the AL Central, not exactly super popping, you could say. Just kind of there. I'm actually grabbing it right now because I had to look at the Aaron Judge burger. Once I get that pulled up, thanks to the wonderful MLB website, which is terrible on phones for some reason. But Minnesota and Cleveland kind of battling out for the first, which I'm kind of surprised. I think we all thought Minnesota would be a little lower.
No. I mean, I did not think they'd be necessarily lower. I think Minnesota's a decent team. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think they're that bad. Necessarily, but it's going to be a race between them and Cleveland for sure. They have like a decent team, Minnesota. Like they're not horrible. They're like mid. They're like mid. They're all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm very confident the Yankees are still going to beat them because we own Minnesota in the playoffs. But yeah, I don't think it's. I wouldn't be too worried from the Guardians. I think they'll be fine.
You think so?
Yeah. I think the Guardians are going to win that division. But I think Minnesota could easily sneak into the playoffs. At the rate they're going right now, they could sneak in.
Yeah. Well, I just hate because it's once again MLB's worst division.
Yeah.
Chicago just stinks. Kansas City stinks.
Currently, I'd say probably. Actually, yeah, you might be right. The NL East has been surprisingly not that good this year, as of like 2 weeks. But yeah, that could change.
But then you also have like Detroit, who mega stinks.
Yeah, of course, the AL East is the best division in baseball right now. Like.
No, NL East, I think that's going to be a battle out. But
no, I'm saying AL East is the best division in baseball. Like, of course it is. Yeah. It has to be, like, so dumb. But, yeah. Hey, Luke, any thoughts? AL Central.
It's still going to be the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, it's going to be that. I think so, too.
There's no shot the Twins win.
I mean, if Pablo Lopez keeps pitching the way he's pitching, I don't know. Might be. I mean, he obviously can't carry that team, but
Buxton will be hurt in like 13 games from now. Carlos Correa is a cheater and can't succeed without cheating. So that team is like
Arias has been a massive loss for them. Yeah, he's batting like
didn't
five
he hit for the cycle. Yeah, yesterday? For the cycle. Yes,
I'm so happy because I have him in Dynasty and he hit for the cycle.
Yeah, everybody in Dynasty, bro.
I know. I have my pitching stinks. My pitching is the worst part. I have like everybody though. I have Julio, him, and they're all playing so well. And it's just that one guy. Like I can't. Anyway, back to the point. Arias is batting like 5-4-5 right now. Mm. I'm like, oh my goodness, he might take two batting titles in a row. Like, he is – I mean, the trade's worked out for both teams so far. Like I remember me saying how before the season, like, it was an under-the-radar trade?
Yeah.
It has worked out for both teams so far, very much. I just think that losing Arias right now, especially because the Twins aren't putting up a lot of runs, it's massive. But they've – Pablo Lopez looked like a Cy Young candidate so far. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm just –
But he obviously can't carry them to the promised land, so.
Yeah. That trade has been very beneficial for both
teams. Yeah, for both teams, right, as of right now, yeah.
Joey Gallo is back.
Oh, I mean, do you want to talk about the AL West?
He has like five home runs already. Yes.
Okay.
God, of course he does.
Can we talk about Houston is absolutely disappointing so far?
I'm joyful. I don't care.
Topic. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on from Houston now because you're just going to complain about 2017.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Anyway.
Complain about 2019.
Okay. Oh, I kind of forgot about this. Did you guys see what happened on Twitter?
Evan Gattis?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wow.
Okay,
why would he say that?
Okay, so.
I mean,
Wait, guys. I got to get the backstory. So Monday just randomly comes out. He just like starts going.
He was definitely
on
the bottle.
Yeah, it was like at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, so like we definitely use trash cans in the postseason.
He said something. The tweet was like,
someone
about
replied.
You Darvish.
No, yeah, and then somebody replied to him and said, "So you knew exactly what pitch was coming in Game 7 off CC?" And he goes, "Yes, backdoor slider slash cutter, if I do remember correctly."
Oh my God!
And then another one was like, "So how many trash? How many bangs did you hear?" He was like, "Depended on the pitch that postseason." And I was like, "Dude, what?" Why
That's
are
crazy.
You saying
that
this?
That makes me want to like.
How do they not get
hurt?
Of
Rob
that
Manfred,
damn.
Yeah, that makes me want to hurt Rob Manfred. But again, I'm not promoting violence. Nobody do that, please. Let's not.
Okay.
But that when I saw that, it got me very, very angry.
I was fuming.
I was fuming. Yes, I was.
Okay,
I
but
was.
Did you see the other thing where he admitted he was like on PEDs?
I mean,
during
dude,
the season.
He was homeless 11 years before making the World Series. I remember them telling that story.
Really?
Oh, Evan Gattis, he's in the box. He was homeless, sleeping on the street. Yeah. You know how he got to the MLB? By steroids and knowing what pitch was coming. That dude is a cheap cheater, and he should deserve
but
to be homeless
at least,
again.
At least not. At least he like admitted that they did, because Altuve still hasn't. Correa still hasn't. AJ Hinch still hasn't.
If I talk about Altuve, I'm going to get this show taken down.
The man was a little drunk and possibly on something else. When
I mean,
if we talk about Altuve, I'm going to get this show taken down, so I'm just going to turn my mic around.
Okay, so Adam, I guess your thoughts on kind of this surprisingly didn't really kind of restart the entire thing, but I guess it's kind of weird, like kind of seeing a player kind of come out now. They are retired, so, but still, it's like now kind of coming out about this entire scenario, and kind of admitting to it.
Yeah,
in such a way.
I wouldn't say necessarily he was sober. I mean,
yeah, I don't think
it was nobody really tweets about that, like something like that at 5 in the morning. It's just a little like suspicious to me personally. But again, I mean, I don't think he's lying because he's not the only one who said it. Beltran, I'm pretty sure, said it too. There have been many other players that have said it that, or not big names like on the team, but they've said that they did cheat. Which maybe they could be saying that for the reason that they didn't play as much as they like to. I have no idea. I have no clue what. But if. Based on the way I view situations, as if numerous accounts say it and they were on the team, that they must have done it. They must have done it. Again, I also saw a little cord down Jose Altuve's like chest, and he's like, "Don't rip my shirt off." I'm assuming also that was a decent amount of evidence to tell me that they were cheating. Again, I'm like I said before, I'm kind of over this already. They're a good team. They're still a really good team. The Astros. They made two World Series after that without cheating. So it's like. I'm over it. I'm letting bygones be bygones. The Yankees could have easily made it last year. They didn't. The Yankees could have easily made it 2 years ago. They didn't. And like, I'm not gonna hold a grudge anymore. It's over. It happened. I also agree with Luke. I think they should have been stripped. It's just me personally, but it is what it is. Just gotta move on. Like, things happen. It's just. It is what it is. That's just my view on it. Like, I'm so, like, if this was 2017, I'd be fuming right now. Or 2018, I'd be like every day on the show, like, suspend the Astros, like, get rid of their title. But it's like 5 years already. It's over. I'm done. Like, I don't really want to talk about it. It happened. It's in the past.
Man. So I guess, kind of going back to the AL West, Houston. You were serious about that. I'm surprised, Luke. Anyway.
I'm a man of my word.
Why are Texas and L.A. all of a sudden good in one season?
Well, LA's Corey, not good. Corey Seager just ended up on the IL.
Yeah.
The Angels, without a doubt, will finish third or fourth in that division.
Oh, 100%.
Mariners, so I'm not fooled.
Mariners aren't too hot right now. I'm not too worried yet. They played 13 games. I'm not too panicky yet. They won today, I'm pretty sure. They won today against the Cubs, who are actually playing really well too. I'm not too worried about the Mariners just yet. Kelenic looks finally Kelenic looks good.
He hit a ball 481 feet at Wrigley today.
It's yeah.
What in the cold Chicago air?
Yeah.
480 dead center. What?
Happy's looking. He was like batting. I don't know if you guys were watching Kelenic play the last 2 years, but it was like
I want to rant.
It was miserable.
I want to rant. Why is Andrew Heaney good?
Oh, yeah. I was like, why can't he pitch like that on the Yankees?
Why is Andrew Heaney good at baseball now?
He pitched like 10 Ks in what? Like
9 Ks in a row.
In a row. I was like, we could have
tied the MLB record. 9 straight strikeouts to start the game.
How hard was that to do that on the Yankees? Why couldn't you do that?
Andrew Heaney had one good start on the Yankees, and it was like 12 strikeouts, 4 runs given up.
Yeah.
Where was this Heen dog? Air quotes.
Like, why can't Sonny Gray pitch like that? Why couldn't
The pinstripes. Some guys are just not built to be a Yankee.
Is that they took away.
What? Please say something about that. I have many examples.
Joey Gallo.
In my brain. Joey Gallo, Sonny Gray.
Hold on. To the point of Sonny Gray, before you go, I heard that it was because they took away slider. Is that true? That's from what I heard.
I don't know.
His slider was apparently his best pitch, and then Larry Rothschild, I hate that guy, took it away. Is that true? I genuinely don't know.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
But
you probably know better than I do.
Dude, some people are not built to put on the pinstripes.
I wish we had Matt Harvey.
It's as simple as that. Some people are not made for pinstripes.
New York Yankees organization does more harm and good than they have these.
Stop. That is ridiculous.
No, they don't. The Red Sox and the Phillies do way worse. Have you ever met a Red Sox fan? Have you ever met a Boston Red Sox fan?
You guys did not let me finish my sentence. I feel like New York Yankees try to force an old-fashioned culture that's very annoying, such as the no-beards rule.
Why is that annoying? It's you show up to work and be presentable. No hair below the collar, facial hair. I absolutely agree.
I love it.
Okay. For example, I have facial hair.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, what do you prefer?
You'd have to shave it if you're a Yankee.
If you were the NBA commissioner, right, do you think the NBA coaches look better in suits, or do you think they look better in sweats? And I personally think they should all wear suits.
This is what I want to say. It's easy for you to say that you hate it because you're a fan of a different team. Every Major League Baseball player's dream is to be a New York Yankee.
Yes, it is. If
you have the opportunity and financials are there to go to the New York Yankees, you are 100% okay with shaving your beard and cutting your hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Miguel Castro, pitcher for the Orioles 2 years ago, comes to the Yankees. He has long blonde dreads, a big old beard. Dreads shaved, beard shaved, still a Yankee.
Because he's on the IL, but he's still a talent, Yankee. And he probably got an under the table bonus for shaving all that.
Don't even talk about under the table. You're a Braves fan.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't want to hear it.
Unfortunately, I don't want to hear it. True.
If we could sign Judge that contract, that'd be awesome.
Man,
I wish.
All right, well, we got to take a 5-minute break after yelling at each other about beards. But we'll be right back. We'll finish up with some regular season talk still. We got to talk about the NL. We've been talking about ALs just so far, so we got to do some NL talk to wrap up everything. We'll be back in 5.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So let's wrap it up here with Student Section MLB. Let's talk about the NL East. Atlanta, doing good. New York Mets, we're going to talk about them in a second. Miami, doing pretty decent. Philly, yeah. Lowell. Washington, Lowell. Otherwise, the New York Mets, Luke, Adam, we all just have disdain for the New York Metropolitans.
Yeah, I do not like the New York Metropolitans one bit. Especially, it's mostly not, it's not them, it's their fans.
Their fans
it's their
are
fans.
Awful.
It's their, it's not the Mets. It's like the same thing with the Cowboys. I like a lot of players in the Cowboys.
Here's the problem.
I hate
most
the Cowboys
New York
fans.
Mets fans are from New Jersey. And New Jersey.
No, specifically Queens, Staten Island, and New Jersey.
Yes. And guess what those three places breed?
Italy.
Well, no.
I mean, they're all Italians that live there.
Okay.
I'm not lying.
But they drink they bring toxicity.
Yeah, that is true. They are
without
very toxic.
Without bringing up any ancestral background.
I mean, they're all Italians. It's a fact.
More so. Never mind.
Okay. So the New York Mets, of course, they're fans. You would think
obnoxious.
That this is the best team.
Let's play the word association game with Mets, all right? I'm going to say a word, Carson.
Okay.
You're up first, and you tell me what the first word that comes to mind is, okay?
Okay.
Mets fans.
I can't say that word on air.
I can't right. either.
Okay, let's go. Max Scherzer.
Geezer.
Washed up.
I agree. Sorry, this is going to be the NL East word association
game.
Oh,
okay. I like this.
So, okay. Let's go Marlins.
Average.
I like them.
You guys like you say one word back.
Yeah, one word. One word answers.
Decent.
Okay.
Decent.
Okay.
Decent.
Nationals.
Lol.
Pitiful.
Okay. Alrighty, Sean Murphy.
Catcher Jesus.
That's two words. Could just say Jesus. That'll work.
Good.
Yeah, he had a signature Brave moment early on. That was
yes.
good. That was good. Ozzie Albies.
Improvement.
If he could stay healthy, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, health.
Francisco Lindor. I hate him so much.
I don't.
Much.
I'm actually a fan of him.
I hate
overrated
Francisco Lindor because of that one game.
No, I don't hate Lindor.
Where him and Baez were trying to
Lindor.
Talk all that
love
to
hey,
Stanton like they would do
there,
something
there was a
to that 6 foot
dugout.
8 yoked man on the Yankee. He would squish them like a bug.
You mean the guy?
Javi Baez waited for them to
Luke,
talk,
Luke,
waited
Luke,
for him to walk
Luke.
Away to talk.
Luke, you got to,
me?
Yes, because
you're
me. Yes, because you kept yelling in the mic. You're
right, I'm sorry. I'll push it away. Javier Baez waited for Giancarlo Stanton to pass him by 90 feet to start talking to him after Stanton went yard.
Piece of advice, Javi, do not mess
Javi
with
him. Javi is the worst hitter in baseball.
Yeah, he's averaging like 1-1.
I saw a video.
He's averaging like 1-1-5
right now. Of Luke, these swings. Luke. I'll stand back here. I saw a video compilation of these swings that Javier Baez took, and I am not kidding. He is the worst hitter in all of Major League.
He honestly might be right now. He's batting.
I think you could
yeah.
put Garrett Cole as the three hitter on the Yankees, and he would have better stats than Javier Baez has right now.
Javier Baez is batting what, like 111?
If that. Javier
it's
Baez.
Really bad. Yeah, it's really bad.
He swings at everything. Guess what his swing percentage is?
I have no idea.
This season.
No
78%.
So he's, wow.
That means seven.
8 out of 10.
Oh, eight out of 10 times basically. A pitch is thrown to home plate, he swings.
That's crazy.
Do you know how crazy that is?
That's crazy. I personally think a little.
What that rookie was doing for the Royals or whoever it was that just wasn't swinging. You see that guy in
Michael Taylor?
No, it was like a rookie. I don't know what team. I think he was on the Royals. I could be wrong. During spring training, he just sat there and just watched pitches. He had like 8 walks, 8 strikeouts.
Yeah, he's batting
but
with
like,
no confidence right now.
He that's what Javi should do. Just go up there and just sit there. Don't swing. He's so bad.
Yeah, he's playing really bad right now. I did not like that pairing of him. I am a big Lindor fan. I've always liked Francisco Lindor. I wanted him on the Yankees so bad. I would have paid anything it took to get Lindor. I think if we had Lindor, we would have probably taken it. We easily could have won it all with Lindor. I think he was. I've always been a big Francisco Lindor fan. I don't hate him one bit. He's probably like I like again with the Mets. It's mostly the issue is with the fans, not necessarily the team. Like I love Steve Cohen. I like Billy Epler. I like their GMs. I like Alonso too. I like a lot. But like Mets fans, like I had my Mets fan friend telling me that Aaron Judge is not a top five outfielder. I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. That was before like 62. I'm like, come on, like really? Like you're telling me Aaron Judge is not a top five outfielder? Like, come on. I'm like, if he was a Met, you'd be screaming on top of your lungs, on top of mountains, that he's the best player in baseball. That's my issue. Like, especially like last year too. They're like, oh, we're getting Aaron Judge. Look at us. Yeah, Cohen's gonna get his money. Cohen's gonna get Aaron Judge. Cohen couldn't even get DeGrom back. Mm-hmm. How is Cohen gonna get you Aaron Judge? Like my friend, my Mets fan friend made a plan. Sorry, Steve, I have to expose you, but if you ever hear this, I'm sorry. I'll find the picture right now. You guys go. I'll tell you his plan. He would spend $1 billion if he was a GM. It was just so funny. This was his plan. Let me find it. Hold on. Where is it? Okay, ready? Wait, no, that's not it. Hold on. Let me find it. It was hilarious when I read it. Okay, so his plan was. Pay Aaron Judge 5 years, $300 million. That gets it done. He's a Yankee for life until Cohen opens his wallet. Then he says, sign Carlos Rodon, re-sign, build around DeGrom and Scherzer too. He said, re-sign Nimmo, re-sign Ottavino, re-sign Bassett, trade for Gregory Soto, let Mad Max convince Adam Wainwright to come, like extend Alonso. I'm like, dude. And then they call Yankee fans delusional. I'm like, you call me delusional? I'm like, dude, you just spent $1 billion, like. It's the Met fans, man. Like I don't know what else to say. Like they'll be like sending me this stuff. I'm like, yet you call us delusional but we're closer to a World Series currently than you are. So it's like, really? That's just my take on the Mets. Like it was just.
Remember their preseason odds for World Series was like plus 950.
Yeah, like that. That's just my biggest issue. They're so annoying. They're like worse. They might be worse than Cowboy fans. Cowboy fans are annoying, but I have never met people like Mets fans. Like the Yankees fans won't even say anything, and they'll be starting. I'm like, dude, you will always be the little brother. We could be the worst team in the sport. You will always be the little brother. It's the same thing with the Knicks and the Nets. The Nets think they're so good. They'll always be the Knicks' little brother. They can win 10 in a row. They'll still be the Knicks' little brother. Nobody's gonna go to watch the Nets play. They're gonna go see players play. Now the Nets tickets are. Dirt cheap because KD and Kyrie are on there. Like that's the point. The Nets are never gonna sell tickets as much as the Knicks are. It's just a fact. Same thing with the Mets. They will never sell as much as the Yankees do. It's just a fact.
All right. Let's talk about the other NL West teams. Excuse me. Let's go into the NL West actually because Arizona. What happened?
Yeah, Arizona's good. They haven't been bad.
They were terrible last year. Now all of a sudden,
Zach Gallen is playing like an all-star right now.
Yeah,
absolutely beautiful outing last time
they
out.
They just beat the Brewers, who are playing really well, too. Yeah, Corbin Carroll, let's go, baby. He hit a home run today, his third.
The Diamondbacks are not bad.
Yeah, they're not bad. Yeah, they look good, at least. Yeah, their bullpen's kind of...
They got some ballers, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a fun team, Diamondbacks. They're on the rise, I think, too. I didn't know they had Lourdes Gurriel. I found that out today. I was surprised.
Oh, I knew that, yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah, they don't have, like, the names. Like, I know a couple of people on this list, but, like, not a lot. But yeah, they're fun. They're a fun team to watch right now. They're starting off well. I mean, we'll see where it takes them. But I'm excited. The Pirates too aren't doing that bad either.
I'm kind of surprised. Yeah, we talk about the NL Central. Brewers are doing good. Pirates are kind of a surprise.
Cardinals are a surprise to me.
Okay, yeah, Cardinals are kind of like the surprise bad team this year because it's like. I mean, look, everyone kind of knew that they were, like, due for, like, a rebuild. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone knew it would, like, crash this hard.
No, I mean, they're 5-7 through 12 games, and, they're Cubs are 6-5, Pirates are 7-5, Brewers are 8-4. It's still really early. I wouldn't panic on anybody just yet. Like Luke said last week, like, I'll give it, like, a month. I'll give it, like, a month before I really start, like, hitting the panic button. But no, I'm not too worried. I mean, they just won 2 in a row, too. So they probably started 3-7 and won 2 in a row. So
can't wait till the Yankees play the Rays the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't be too worried. That division's going to be up for grabs. I think the Brewers have a shot of winning it. The way they started, the Brewers definitely have a chance of winning it.
I think Yelly is back, man.
Yeah.
Hey, and Bellinger's been playing well on the Cubs.
Bellinger's been good. I'm excited for. I'm happy he's good again.
What happened, man? Yelly and
Luke
Belly.
Luke Voigt, but not
ever
bad
since
either.
That Yelly and Belly MVP commercial, they've just been so dog.
Yeah, I mean Luke Voigt's not been bad either. Well, actually, yeah, he has.
he's had like two good games.
Yeah, I mean he's batting 2-0. I mean it's all right. Willy Adames is good.
You know what I saw today? I saw the craziest stat. Actually, let me pull this up. You gotta hear this. The Kansas City Royals, man. Let me see if I can find this.
Uh-oh.
It really bad stat, really embarrassing stat from the Royals here. Yeah, here it is. Royals .182 team batting average is the worst in the MLB by .84 points.
Wait, their batting as a team .184?
182. Behind the next closest team. Goodness. Kyle Isbell batting .160. Bobby Witt Jr. batting .158. MJ Melendez .152. Nicky Lopez .150. Michael Macy .148. Hunter Dozier .138. Franmil Reyes .100. Jackie Bradley Jr. .100. Nate Eaton .059.
Is Salvador Perez not on the team anymore?
Him and Pasquantino probably have like the two okay averages on that team. But these are the other guys that have played.
Let me see. Okay.
That's just their batting
average. I can't believe it's like .80. Yeah.
Like at least be in the 20s.
That's such a far difference.
Let me
that's terrible.
See the.
Look at Perez.
See Perez.
They're definitely not that high either. They're in the 20s though. They have to be. There's not a chance Perez is not in the 20s. Perez is one of the best catchers.
Perez is batting .227. Pasquantino is batting .300. Everybody else is under .200.
Wow.
That's insane.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is what I mean when Brady Singer, like. Brady Singer is a good pitcher. Brady Singer is a very, very good pitcher. But this is what I'm talking about. When Brady Singer, he'll pitch six innings, give up like four runs, and half of them wouldn't be his fault. It's because his team can't score. Yeah. His team cannot score runs. It's literally when Brady Singer pitches too. Nobody else. No, everybody else are fine. But when Brady Singer pitches, they can never score runs. Yeah. I don't get it.
Hey, guys, kind of breaking news. Bryce Harper is apparently going to try to learn first base.
We were talking about this when you were in the bathroom. Yeah.
So he speeds up the rehab prospect?
Yeah, that's what he said. He came to the Phillies like he knew he was going to be playing DH, and he's like, yeah, I'll play first base because I want to come back quicker. I don't have to bat or anything. I just play first base if you want me to. So that's what he said, which is I don't think a bad move.
Yeah, I got to agree. I'm very interested, I guess, kind of just for the final topic, I'm very interested to see how the Phillies kind of handle this season because right now it's not looking very good. They're you know, hanging around with the Washington Nationals at the bottom of the NL East. I guess my question is, do we see any improvement, or is this kind of considered a lost season?
I wouldn't
say lost season.
I haven't lost hope in them. I still think they can win that division.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I think the Braves are going to run away with it.
I think the Braves are going to win it, but I think the Phillies still have a shot.
I think the Braves are going to run away with it. Like, I stand by my offseason prediction. I think the Braves
Orioles
are easily going to win it. The Phillies, I'm not too worried yet because they don't have what's his name, Harper yet. I think once Harper comes back, I think we'll get a better gist. But he needs to come back soon because this can't keep happening. Like, they can't keep losing. Because if they keep losing without Bryce, I would just shut him down.
Yeah.
If they keep losing without, there's no point in letting him come back. Just let him come back next year. There's not, like, if you're like, let's say 10 games below at, like, I don't know, May, and you're 10 games below.
I've seen bigger comebacks. Personally, last year against the Mets.
I mean, okay, but that's like they were still both good. Braves weren't 10 games below .500. I'm talking like 10 games below.
Oh, I thought you meant like back from the division.
No. I'm talking like 10 games below .500. Okay, I would not. I'd be like, Bryce, you're done. You're just come back next year fully healthy, and that's it. I think it's day by day for the Phillies right now. I think it's day by day. I wouldn't panic just yet. It's still early. It's still really early. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that just about wraps it up for this week's episode of Student Section MLB. Of course, I've been your host, Carson Keel.
Luke Torrey.
Adam Baranofsky.
And we'll see you next week, same time, same place. But till then, enjoy the baseball.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.